So let's review. In the previous daf, we learned that in order to discard waste from a boat, one has to spill it along the outer wall of the boat and let it drip into the ocean on its own. The Gemara points out that although koichei, doing malacha in an indirect way, is normally aser, the Chazal were never geyser against transferring to a caramelist through koichei. The fact that Chazal never prohibited haitzah to a caramelist through koichei is learned from Rabbi Yehuda's opinion regarding svina amuka asara, the engavaya asara metal lemetecha liyam, a boat whose walls are 10 tefachim high from the inside and less than 10 tefachim above the surface of the ocean from the outside. One may transfer from the boat to the ocean, but may not transfer from the ocean to the boat. The only explanation for the difference is that transferring from the boat to the ocean can be done through koichei, by pouring it on the wall, which is permissible since the ocean is a caramelist, but drawing water requires lifting it from the ocean to the boat, a direct action which is also from a caramelist, small boats that were used to navigate the narrow Meishan River, one may not carry four amos in the boat because they are considered caramelists. Rashi explains, the bottom of the boat came to a point, similar to a canoe. At the point that the boat reaches a width of four tefachim, the walls of the boat are mechitzah tluya, considered hanging walls which are invalid mechitzas. There are two exceptions to this rule. Yesh bepachis mishleisha arba les lampa. If the boat reaches a width of four tefachim, within three tefachim from the floor of the boat, it is considered rishus hayachid because the walls are considered reaching the floor based on lavud. Imelinu kani v'urvani leslamba. If the bottom of the boat is filled with reeds and branches to the point where it's four tefachim wide, the floor is considered raised and the boat is a rishus hayachid. Maskevlo Rav Nachman v'lemegurachas mechitzasa. Rav Nachman disagrees with Rav Huna and holds that these boats are rishus hayachid because the walls of the boat are considered to extend downward based on the halachic principle of gurachas mechitzasa. The halacha views hanging walls as that they extend down to the ground below. The Gemara brings two contrasting examples. Kana b'rishas harabim u'bereshit traskel, a board of 4x4 tefachim on top of a pole. According to the Chacham, the surface of the board is not a rishas hayachid. We cannot apply the principle of gurachas mechitzasa because gedim boikim ba, kid goats can run under it, nullifying the halachic imaginary wall. Amid b'rishas harabim gevoya asar v'rachav arba, a post which is 10 tefachim high and 4x4 tefachim wide. However, the ein b'ikar arba, its base is not 4x4, but somewhat tapered. The top of the pole is a rishus hayachid. In this case, we can apply the principle of gurachas mechitzasa because ein hagedoyin b'ikimba, the kid goats cannot run under it because of the thickness of the post. Here too, in the case of the boat, says Rav Nachman, we can apply gurachas mechitzasa because the kid goats cannot run in the water under the boat. Rav Ashi adds, the fact that fish can swim through the imaginary walls does not nullify their status as walls. Rav Ashi is supported by a braisa that says, "Ein mechitza tluya materes ela b'mayim." A hanging mechitza only works to form a mechitza when hanging above water, even though fish can swim through. The Gemara continues by referring back to the Mishnah. Svinos keshuras zu bezu metala mezu lezu. If two boats are tied to each other, you can carry from one to the other. The Gemara asks, what the chiddush is? Of course you can carry from one to the other. They are both rishus hayachid. First, the Gemara answers, Amar Rava, loy nitzuche lahatir beitzes shebineyan. The Mishnah is teaching that even if they are connected through a small boat, you can carry through the small boat. Amar Rav Safra, Moshe Shapa Kamrit. Rav Safra asks that this doesn't seem to be the pashtus of the Mishnah, which specifically talks about carrying mizula zu from one boat to another. El Amar Rav Safra, loy nitzuche el la'arav ultalta mizula zu. Rather, Rav Safra says that the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even if the boats are owned by two different people, you can make a rubi chatzeris between the two boats and carry it from one to the other. However, only when tied, as the Mishnah continues, im einon kashuris af pishim ukafis imatal mezulazu. If they are not tied, even though they are next to each other, one may not carry from one to the other because we're concerned they may drift apart. Similarly, the following brisa teaches nifsiku nesru. If they became separated, one may not carry from one to the other. As Rashi says, the Erev is nullified because Eruv HaTzeris was only enacted by the Chacham to join the adjacent properties. The Brisa also teaches that if an Erev was made between two boats, and then they were detached from each other, and then were reattached on Shabbos, whether b'shogig, b'mezid, b'oynis, b'mutan, by accident, on purpose, unwillingly or mistakenly, the Erev goes back into effect. The same would be true by mechitzas that are made on Shabbos. Shekol mechitza shenas v'shabbos. Be meshagig, be memezid, shma mechitza. All mechitzas that are made on Shabbos, whatever the intention, are considered to be halachically valid mechitzas. There is one exception. If they were put up on Shabbos be mezid, one would be asa midirabanan to carry within these mechitzas. The explanation is, min ha-Torah they are valid mechitzas, and therefore, if they were put up b'shagig, one may carry inside. Or, with regard to being chayav for throwing something from Rosh Hashanah into them, they are valid mechitzas. However, the Chacham forbade carrying within these partitions, mishum knas, as a penalty for doing it b'mezid. Amar Shmuel, afil kishuris b'chut ha-sarbol. The Erev is valid, even if the boats are tied with string normally used to tie clothing. The Gemara explains that this string can only work if it is strong enough to hold the boats together. Although Shmuel required a metal chain to transmit tumah from a dead body to a boat, the requirement for metal is only due to cherev harei kachal. Metal items that touch a dead body have the same level of tumah as the dead body. But when it comes to connecting boats through a shuya Shabbos, anything strong enough to hold the boats together would suffice.